We're in Simen Shin Chav Gimel Sif Ches, and we will be doing from Ches through Yud. Kol sheshasa b'eini Yehudi mutar ladichol ledivrei hakol. This is talking about a glass from which a non-Jew drank wine. The halachi is that a Jew cannot drink from that until you rinse it out. I may have thought that rinsing it out constitutes a tikkun. It's like kashering a keli on Shabbos. So the halachi is that it is mutar. The reason it's mutar is because this is not a hechsher. You're just getting rid of the wine that's there. It means hadacha, rinsing something out, is not considered hechsher, which, by the way, seems to be in the halachas of kashering, it seems to be a machlokas rishonim, and just how to learn the psukim there. But lamaisa, this is the way we paskin, that it is not a problem on Shabbos. Obviously, we're talking about where you plan on using the glass that day. If you definitely will not, or it's a stoma, but if you definitely will not use the glass that day, it's a simple hachana. The Mishnah Berurah here goes into several different halachas with regard to tikkun and kashrus. First of all, he goes into the halacha, it is asur b'mevatel iser on Shabbos. Now, asur b'mevatel iser on Shabbos, the halacha is, it's asur b'mevatel iser b'chol. The Mishnah in Trumas says that you're not allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila. In a case where something was already bottle midoraisa, but midrabanan it's not yet bottle. So there's a machlokas to machaber in the Ramah. The Mechaber allows it, the Ramah doesn't, so how is it going to help over here? So the answer is, first of all, even the Ramah, who holds that you cannot, in a case where it's you're mixing up things that are going to end up burning, such as firewood, you have firewood that is muktzah with firewood that is not muktzah, in a case where there will be bittel, so there we hold that it's mutter even for an Ashkenazi to be mosiv, and I would have thought you're allowed to do that even on Shabbos, kamash malan, that's considered a tikkun and you're not allowed to. Another case he gives, the halacha is that in a tarovis yovesh b'yovesh, where we're not talking about things that were liquids that mixed or foods that were cooked together, you have a group of objects, you have a group of foods saying you don't know which is the, you know, some are kosher, some weren't, you don't know which is which. So the halacha is that midaraisa is bottle barov. Midrabanan, when you're dealing with min b'sheino mino, with things that have different tastes, it is usur unless you have 60 against the isur out of the fear that you may go and cook it, in which case the isur is going to be nosen tam in the heter. The halachi is that it's mutter to do lechatchila. If it was already bottled midoraisa, it's only a chashash that it's going to be nosen tam in the cooking, you're allowed to be mevatlid by adding more heter so that should you eventually come to cook it, it'll be bottled b'shishim. That too is something that you'd be allowed to do, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to. The next thing is, if you have a case of a tarovis of lach balach, a tarovis where some treif mixed with kosher, and you're trying to figure out if you had 60 times as much heter as isser, so that the isser is batel b'shishim. The halach is that is mutter, you're not doing anything, you're just trying to figure out what already happened, but you're not allowed to measure. You're not allowed to use any kind of apparatus for measuring, the reason being that once you're measuring and then you're going to declare it mutter, that looks like a tikkun. Now another thing, in a tarovas yavish b'yavish, when you have isser that got mixed up with heter, the Ramah brings down that some are noheg to throw away one of them. So that this way you can always, midrabanan, we're told that the one you threw away was the one that was isser. This is after it's batel midoraisa, there's this chumra. The Ramah comes out that it's a chumra in places that they're known to do it, you do it, and if not, not. In those places, the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to do it. He brings the Magen Avraham. Since it's only a chumra anyway, it was all mutter before that, we wouldn't call it a tikkun. And then finally, a knife that you shechted, an animal that turned out to be treifa, the halacha is that not only rinsing is not enough, you need shifshuf. You've got to scrub it as well. That's going to be yotzer because that already does look like a tikkun. So similarly, the halacha would be that whenever you use a knife and it gets all fatty, so we paskin that you need shifshuf, although there's a machlokas if we say that in all cases, or it's got to be some kind of element of harifus, of something sharp. But if it's something fatty that you actually cut, that you used on the knife, the halacha is that you have to have a shifshuf. You have to scrub it well. That you couldn't do on Shabbos because it's a nira kimitake. Siftes. Mutal l'shavshef ha-kelim b'chol dover. You allow to clean kelim with all things. Chutz mikley kesef begartkan. Except for silver that you use this thing. What is that? Shmore yayin k'shenes yapshu v'niskashu. The citric acid of the wine, they used to use that as something that would get rid of the tarnish for silver. Since silver is soft, you're smoothing down the silver by using it. It's an abrasive that we say is considered smoothing down the silver, and it's also because of the malacha of mamachik. The Mishnah Berurah says it has to be a psik resha in terms of using soap. So we'll later see the halacha is that there will be mamachik on solid soap. Liquid soap would have to be very dilute in order to be mutter. There's a maril who says that you're not to use oats to go and shine glass. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't know why it's aser, and he speculates that perhaps the only thing that's mutter is cleaning. We are mater cleansing. We aser shining. So that according to him, polishing your silver on Shabbos would not be mutter. You are not allowed to grind a knife, to sharpen a knife in a knife sharpener on Shabbos because of mamachik, you're smoothing down the knife by filing it. Sifyud, ein chofefin kelim b'melach lefi shamelach nimcha k'shachofef b'choska. You're not allowed to use salt to clean your kelim by rubbing on the salt itself because the salt melts and it has the halacha of risuk sheleg uborod. Whereas you're allowed to put salt into water because it's dissolving on its own, you're not doing an act of risuk.